Hey everyone, this is Pastor Pete here, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer exercise that is traditionally known as Lectio Divina, which is Latin for holy reading. It may be a little unusual or challenging for some of you, as it includes lots of repetition and moments of silence. But if you give it a chance, I think you'll find that you might hear from God or experience His presence in a unique way. So to begin, just take a moment and calm yourself. Get comfortable wherever you're sitting. Maybe you close your eyes. Sometimes it's helpful to just become aware of your breath. Notice each inhale and exhale. Noticing our breath can help us connect with the present moment, which is where God wants to meet us. And as you breathe, remember that each breath is a gift from God. I'm going to read for you Jesus' parable about a rich farmer, found in Luke chapter 12. I'll read it through twice, and as I read, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. Then hold that word or phrase in your mind. And so to begin, we invite you now, Holy Spirit, to speak to us as we listen to the words of Jesus. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God.'" I'll read that through one more time, and as I do, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God.'" Take 30 seconds now and just focus on the word or phrase that stood out to you. Hold on to it in your mind. I'm going to read the passage again now, and this time as you're listening, I want you to keep holding on to your word or phrase, and begin to ask God why it stood out to you. Does it connect to your life somehow? The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool. This night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God. Now take a minute to talk to God about why the word or phrase stood out to you. Does it connect to your life somehow? Does it connect to something happening currently in your life? Or maybe some past event? Talk to God about what He's saying to you through this word or phrase. I'm going to read through the parable one last time now. This time, ask God, is there anything that you're calling me to do? Is there any action that God wants you to take? Or perhaps an idea to remember? Jesus says, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God.'" Take a minute now to talk to God about if He's calling you to do something. God, thank you for this time that we've had together. Thank you for your faithfulness in meeting with us. And thank you that you speak to us through the Holy Scriptures. Amen. Take some time now with your group to see if anyone has something that they'd like to share from the prayer exercise.